Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is sending blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the domains, who has commanded us to invoke blessings and peace upon the last and final and seal of the Prophets, alayhi as-salatu was-salam. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your prayers, your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to have taqwa, or this God consciousness of Allah. For verily he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayn min rahmatih. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and believe in His Messenger. He will grant you a double portion of His mercy and provide you with a light by which you shall walk and forgive you. And indeed Allah is all-forgiving and the most merciful. Dear lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to his companions, and there was a joy evident upon his blessed face. And they said, O Messenger of Allah, we can see happiness on your face. And he replied by saying, Innahu atani malak. He said, an angel came to me, faqal, and he said, i.e. the angel, Ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, ama yurdika anna rabbaka azza wa jal yaqul, will it not please you that your Lord, the Mighty and the Majestic, says, innahu la yusalli alayka ahadun min ummatika illa sallaytu alayhi ashara. That Allah says, whoever amongst your nation sends one blessing upon you, I shall send 10 blessings upon him. وَلَا يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْكَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِكَ إِلَّا سَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ عَشَرًا. And none shall send one, and whoever sends one salutation of peace upon you, I shall send 10 salutations of peace upon him. And so given that the angel said, would it not please you that your Lord, the Mighty and Majestic, says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied by saying, Qala bala, indeed, yes indeed, it pleases me. So brothers and sisters, let us just reflect for a moment on how exalted the rank of our Prophet is, and how immense his station is, and how beloved he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Lord of the heavens and the earth himself sends blessing upon him, and that his angels, the noble angels, invoke blessings upon him. And beyond that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers to invoke their prayers and blessings upon him. And then this becomes a means of us getting more reward. For as the Quran says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send blessings upon him and send upon him salutations of peace. Brothers and sisters, if we come to really reflect on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to partake in that which He Himself partakes in, which he himself does, then we will come to understand that the degree of goodness contained in this invocation of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet is immense. And it's something that we should engage in as much as we can, both privately and publicly. And it should be something that we should make sure that is a part of our daily litany and that we do not abandon. In fact, it is from those things that become the means by which our hopes are fulfilled, by which we're protected from harm, by which supplications are answered. And this is why whenever the Sahaba, such as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, would supplicate, radiallahu anhu, would supplicate to his Lord, he would begin, as many of the Sahaba would do, by invoking blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, this is considered from the adab al-du'a, from the means by which we make our du'a more prone to being answered. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu doing this, he then responded by saying, Sal tu'ta, or sal tu'ta. He said, ask and you shall be given. Ask and you shall be given. So brothers and sisters, sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a means of bringing about good and removing harm. And that's why it is something that we should do proficiently if we wish for our sins to be forgiven, if we wish for our burdens to be lifted, and we wish for our worries to be removed. One of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b, may Allah be pleased with him, once asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the question by saying, I frequently send peace and blessings upon you. How much of my time or supplication should I devote to sending blessings upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, Ma shi'ta, as much as you wish. And the Sahabi was keen to get more prescription from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, a quarter? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma shi'ta, fa in zitta, fa huwa khayrun lak. He said, as much as you wish, but if you increase it, it is better for you. So the Sahabi, Sayyidina Ubay, kept asking that question, how much more, until he finally came to a point of saying, shall I devote all of my supplication and asking for things and to the pattern of just sending peace and blessings upon you? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded by saying, إِذَنْ تُكْفَ هَمَّ وَيُغْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبَ. He said, if that was to be the case, then your ham, your sense of worries would be relieved, and the dhamb, the sins that you may have acquired, would be forgiven. He said, وَيُغْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ. He said, your sins will be forgiven. So brothers and sisters, this act of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from the greatest of acts. If we were to devote the entirety of our spiritual life to it, outside of the other aspects of fara'id that we've been told to do, then it would be nothing but of benefit. And more than that, it would be the means by which we attain unto closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Awla an-nas bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan." He said, the people who are nearest to me on the day of resurrection are those who send the most blessings upon me. So brothers and sisters, the virtues of sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are too many to enumerate and too great to be confined. So given this status, then we really need to take ourselves to account as to why some of us may neglect this immense act and deprive themselves of its immense virtue and reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu 'indahu falam yusalli 'alayya." He said, "The miser, the stingy one, is the one in whose presence I mentioned, and he does not send blessings, peace and blessings upon me." So, brothers and sisters, part of our love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should have a tangible manifestation in this act of sending peace and blessings upon him. And it's something we should not only inculcate in ourselves, that we should make sure that we teach it to those we love around us, such as our children, and that it become a source of blessings for us in our very household, that it becomes a means of bringing peace and love into the household. And from the great things we can do in Jum'ah is to increase our salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-Jum'ah." He said, "Indeed, from the best of your days is Jum'ah. Fa'akthiru alayya min salati fi." And so increase your blessings upon me in it. Fa'inna salatukum ma'rudatun alayya. For indeed your salawat, which you send upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to Jum'ah, is that which is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from the things that we can all do, and we should all do as a practice, is that when we hear the mu'adhin making the adhan, the person doing the call to prayer, then we should repeat, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the mu'adhin says. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha sami'tum al-mu'adhin faqulu mithla ma yaqul." He said, when you hear the mu'adhin, repeat what he says. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to in a hadith that is authenticated, that we should send salawat upon him, and that we should ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the wasila, which is the highest rank in paradise. For he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, "For whoever asks Allah to grant me wasila, then they will receive the shafa'ah, the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam." So these are opportunities. These are things that all the believers should take advantage of, so we can be from those who will be gathered under his banner of his intercession and of his mercy and of his companionship on that day when every single soul will be in need of that companionship. Every single soul will be looking for that companionship. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to become people of love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who emulate him, people who can send much of this salawat, peace and blessings upon him. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ. That's not something difficult for Allah. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And with this comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.